Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
On Saturday night in a rainy, stormy Southern California. What's happening, everybody? Got a quick minor booms race coming up on the 15th in Louisiana, the invasion of Louisiana. Hope a lot of people are going to be over there going to that. Should be a good race there. And Gadget and Big Clark and Mr. Wilson, they got a race. I think theirs is this weekend in Mississippi. Hopefully they'll be calling in with some updates, and they got it off down there. I don't know how far this rain's going with everybody, but it sure is wet and rainy, and nothing happened out here in supposed to be sunny Southern California. That's for damn sure. Waiting for my engineer to come in. I don't know where he's at tonight. Probably sleeping, doing what he does. But we can handle this stuff. Piece of cake. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Tayo?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Yeah, this is Corey.
Yeah, well, I got you, man. What's happening?
Man, nothing much, man. Just calling in to support the show.
Hey, what's your weather like out there? You guys stuck in some snow or what?
Yeah, we getting some tonight. We getting 2 to 4 tonight.
Oh, man. We got that. They're telling us out here, but only we getting rain. We're not getting none of that white stuff that you guys have out there. We're not allowed to get that in California.
Nah, we going to push it your way. We can take the rain.
I don't want none of that shit. I definitely don't want none of that stuff. You keep that. Keep that all back there.
Yeah.
How's everything else going, man?
Everything going fine, man. Just can't wait to racing season.
Yeah, when you guys starting it up, I know we started up out here, but we had a little bit, you know, we got that rain going on out here, so the race this weekend got canceled.
Okay. Man, right, I don't okay.
We'll be back at it next week.
Man, we got another two, probably May sometime. The track's supposed to open in April, though, but, you know, we'll see how it go.
Man, you guys, you know, we stop in December because they give us a break in December. Then we get back at it right on New Year's Day. We start off with the Hangover National, and we get after it to December, outside of some rain here or there, but that's about it.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's all good. I wonder if I was hoping Clark, Big Clark and them down in Mississippi was going to call in today. I don't know what they got their race. Pretty sure it was this weekend.
Yeah, it was this weekend.
Fat Tuesday's this weekend too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if it all got rained out. Last year I was down there and that tornado came up.
Yeah, we was all together down there leaning.
Yeah, oh yeah. So,
yeah, exactly. A little flip flop song.
That's right, baby. Chad. And I had him on in the rain today too. That's all I gotta do it, man.
Nah.
I was wondering, but they're in a new place. Clark said they're running in a different place today.
Okay.
So they're not in Lena.
Okay. Yeah, well, that'd be nice if we hear some updates. I'm waiting on them to see what's going on down there.
Yeah, they'll call in. Somebody from down there will call in. Chad and I, we're going to try and figure out what race we're going to come out sometime this year.
Okay.
We just don't know which one we want to cut. You know, we're going to plan for, shoot for.
Yeah.
And because he might hit, I think he's kind of waiting for his new car.
Okay, what's his new car?
Oh, he's got a Mustang.
Okay, that's what's
up. A turbo small block Mustang.
Okay. Yeah, that should be a killer.
Yeah, I think he wants to get after that. Come out there. You know, he's still bumping his guns. I think he wants to get after three lugs still. So you never know what that's going to happen out there.
Okay, yeah. That'd be nice to see Chad come on out here. We're showing some love.
Yeah, so we gotta figure out which one we're gonna do. I like to get down to Holly Springs too. I go check out one of Witt's races.
Yeah, Witt's on some nice events. I like to get that way too.
Well, you know, I was looking at tracks and I think it was Holly Springs was like the it was the best hooking tracks in the nation, and I think Holly Springs was like number 5.
Okay.
So I'm kind of curious. That's someplace I'd like to go.
Man, that'd be something to see.
We got everybody out there waiting for I'm waiting for Tyson to come. You know, Tyson's always late. You know, never late.
Right, yeah, I need to take his paycheck.
You know what? I'm going to have to send it your way. Now, that's going to make him crazy. Watch, he's going to call in and hit the one button.
Yeah, I know.
Then we start talking about not paying him or not sending Tyson no money. That's when you have it, man. And if Mr. B is out there, I want him to hit the one button, man. I got to talk with him tonight.
Okay. Yeah, how your car coming along, Taya?
It's good to go. Just waiting on a few things.
Okay.
You know, but it's always ready to go.
Okay.
Time, you know. I wanted to go racing this week, and our track just opened up out here in California, the quarter mile track, and that's one thing I want to talk to Mr. B about we had some issues. I talked to them at the track, and there's they're raising a red flag, so I wanna run something past Mr. B and see how he thinks that we should handle this.
Okay.
Out here, so hopefully he'll come in tonight and hit that one button. I can pick his brain tonight.
Yeah, that'd be fine in a minute.
Yeah. So we just have to go see what we're gonna do there, and then it's this safety stuff that's happening right now that's holding us back.
Yeah.
And so with all that stuff now, you know, people are starting to look over our shoulders now and how we do
things. Right.
And these tracks that are NHRA tracks now are starting to
tighten up.
Yeah, now they're starting to throw their 2 cents in and want to know. So we wanted to get on the forefront and be out there, and now it's something that's going to be might be something that's biting us in the butt. We wanted that fame and fortune, and now we're going to get it, but it's going to bring bad light to us.
Right.
So,
yeah,
hold on 1 second.
We're
going to bring another call in right now.
Okay.
Hello? Mr. B, is that you?
Who?
773-4309.
That's Big Will. What's happening?
Oh, what's going on, Will?
What's going on, partner, down here in Mississippi at Big Clark and Gadget Race?
There we go. How they doing, man? They running?
Yeah. Man, had a good time. You know, coming out of Chicago with all that snow and stuff, but I was glad to get up here. 70 degrees, sun shining. Racing, man, we had a good time.
I was wondering if we got off because, you know, it's raining. We're getting 2 to 4 inches of rain out here in sunny Southern California, Will, and you know I ain't happy with that shit.
Well, I know y'all needed the water, so you better smile and take it.
I don't understand that either. We got a whole Pacific Ocean out here right next to us in our backyard. We're crying about water.
Ain't that something? I don't know why they don't plumb it in, run some pipelines or something, do something down there.
Yeah, they do it on the cruise ships, man. They take that salt water, run it through their processor, and have a nice day. They use that water. Ain't no reason why we can't do the same thing. Hey, Will, have you bumped into Clark or Gadget or anybody?
Yeah. Talk to Gadget, Big Clark. Talk to the Grand Racer of the Year, my boy. 901 boys, them boys over there doing their thing. They had Predator out there, Lil Rick. Man, these boys was getting it in. Willie Dog was out there, Pro Stock Joe,
oh, nice.
GT. Man, had a nice crowd, man. Nice, man.
Is the race
they
over?
Getting it in. Huh?
Is the race over?
It's about over. We done left a little early, but it's about over. Everybody trying to get ready to get down to Hattiesburg.
Yeah, we
headed to Hattiesburg. Hoping that it don't rain down in Hattiesburg.
Well, how far are you guys from Hattiesburg? Was it a new location? It wasn't in Lena like last year, right?
Right. It's a new location at Battle Creek, I think the name of it is. Morenia, Mississippi, something like that. They said it's only like 80 miles away, so we headed down the road trying to get there.
Yeah, good deal, man. I'm glad you called in. I was hoping somebody would have called in from there to give us a report. I knew they had something going on. They get a lot of people out there?
Got a nice crowd, man. He had a nice crowd. Yep. Everybody representing, looking out for Big Clark and Gadget, you know, representing. I mean, it was a gang of people out there.
I tell you, man, those guys put on a great show. They put on a great show,
man. They put on a terrific show. It was a little small track, but them guys worked hard and kept working at it, trying to get it to come around. Got it running good. Boy, them guys would start hooking. Cars doing wheel stands off the line. Oh, man, had a good time. Nobody got hurt. No crashes, no nothing.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm glad to hear that. Like I said, you know, Clark and Gadget, man, they treated us like kings when we was out in Lena. And, you know, I always want the best for those guys, man. They put on a terrific show, and they're great people. And And I know every time they got an event, there's something, there's going to be something good.
Man, that's how they treated me. Every time I moved, they tell me, Will, you want something? You need something? What you need? What you need? I mean, a good time, man. Good time. Good, friendly people. The crowd down here in Mississippi was all good. Everybody having fun, laughing, talking, doing their thing. Had a really nice time.
Nice. Hey, sit tight, man. I think we got Willie Dog on the air right now. Dog, is that you, baby?
Oh. Hey, man. Yeah, man. I can't. I'm about horse. But I got to say one thing. Big Will told it in a nutshell, basically. He left a little too soon because, man, them jokers showed out. We got a little rain, a little sprinkle yesterday. We were supposed to do a small block shootout yesterday, so we had to cancel it. But since I was running both shows, I said, hell, we'll do the little small block shootout quick, and then we'll do the big race later. Man, just like Big Will said, we had a hell of a crowd, some good food down there, and a highway racing, a little man with a little dog on a pick-em-up truck. He won the damn shootout, the 28-inch small block shootout, and Little Rick didn't even make a shakedown pass at all. Little Rick didn't even not make a shakedown pass. He just won the overall whole thing down there. Man, it was a hell of a show, just like Big Will told it, and I can't hardly talk, but, man, it was a hell of a show. Little Rick won the whole thing. Tony Wright was down there, and Little Rick was going to lock in and run for $12,000 apiece, but they said the truck might have been a little... They said the track might have been a little too narrow for them, so they said they might postpone it and go to Hub City tomorrow. So Tony Wright left the battlefield down in where we at, down in Meridian, McCollinsville. He went over to Hub City and then already kicked somebody in the ass at Hub City already. A guy over there gave him the back tie. He already kicked their ass, and he over there said he thought they're going to win on it tomorrow. And like Will said, everybody now is loading up. They're still out there at the track now. I'm on the highway because I'm going back home because I can't afford really go down to damn Hub City tomorrow and be away from home for 5 days. But anyway, everybody's is freight training and getting ready to go to Hub City. And, man, it was fun to see. Like Will said, man, they was cooking out there, Gadget, Big Clark, and my man, Big Wilson, man. They, like I said, they showed good hospitality. Everybody, Daniel was there also now. And like I said, Will and they had a truckload of jokers from Chicago, but it was just an outstanding event. Now, I got to admit now, that was a little bit of ass track, though. That was a little bit of ass track, but them little old tracks, boy, they can get them. And them people, think about it, they sat there their whole night. Long cars was going out of their whole night. And like Will said, 70-something degrees a day. I mean, that's all I can say. Will, go ahead and talk, man. I can't only talk, man.
Hey, you know, dog, I'll tell you, man. Last year, and I was just telling Will, man, you know, Gadget and Clark, they put on a great show. They treated us like kings out there, man. You know, We didn't have to stand in no kind of line. We ate good. I'll be honest, I was down there having so much fun. I didn't even care if we raced or not, man. I was having that great of a time down there.
Hey, Will still on the phone? Will still on the phone?
Yeah, Will's there.
I think the fans cooked for Will and them and fed them. Did the fans cook for y'all
to
see y'all down there?
Man, fed us like crazy. Sure did. Some fans took us in their pit, fed us all we want to eat, all we can drink, and everything, man. These guys are good guys. I give it up to Fan and God dang.
Don't worry about it, Will. They don't know who they are, but y'all just know. But like you said,
Charlie and Fan. It's about an hour and 15 minutes
to Hattiesburg. That's all it is, about an hour and 15 minutes, straight down 59. All you got to do is leave the battlefield racetrack and go straight down 59, and you run right into a doggone Hattiesburg down there. And, man, like I said, I had to go down there earlier this morning. I had to go down to Hattiesburg earlier this morning to pick up some stuff, and they had a goddamn line all the way back to the goddamn freeway at Hattiesburg. So, man, they're doing a lot of damn racing in Mississippi, but the bad thing about it, I hate to tell you this, Will. I hate to tell you, it's supposed to rain tomorrow evening and Monday, though.
Yeah, I already heard. You're right. I heard. We thinking about going over to the Mardi Gras.
Yeah. But like you said, Teo and Big Will, I mean, it was just lovely, man. You couldn't ask for a better. I mean, like I said, don't get me wrong now. And the thing about it, it wasn't no damn superstars in there. All these was goddamn little regular guys. And, man, they was putting on a goddamn show. My man, Eyes, I know you know Eyes. Teo, do you know Eyes?
I know. I talked to him a few times, but I didn't meet him. I haven't met him.
Okay, but I'm saying, okay, Eyes, you know, he got a Grudge Inc. talk show, too, that comes on Thursday. I got to say one thing about that's a race, motherfucker. He lost, goddamn it, 6 races in a row tonight. Jolly Rancher beat the dog shit out of him, gapped him and everything, and that motherfucker still fighting, but he lost 6 goddamn races in a row today, but goddamn it, he was regular racing. That's all I got to say.
So, Liz,
well, you know,
he tried. He kept coming back to fight.
He'll bounce back. You know that old saying, man, you might lose 40,000 ways, but you only need to find out one way how to win. That's it, baby.
Yeah. But
well, Matt,
I'm gonna say it again, and I keep saying about Will, because Will put it so, you know, Will is a calm guy, so he put it so nice, and I don't want to keep repeating myself, but the way he said it, I just had to hit the one button. I wasn't going to hit the one button because I can't hardly talk. But it was a good race, man. It was a good goddamn race. I mean, we fellowship with no arguing, no fighting, nothing. I mean, man, it was just nice. It was just nice.
That's right.
Yeah,
really,
you know,
nice. Like you're saying, it's a small track, but them people worked hard to keep it going, got that track cooking. And you don't know, but Doug Whitey Horse, because he was on the mic, and you know he had everybody going, so that's why he can't talk.
Listen, man, I told everybody, hey, Doc, real quick. I told everybody last year when the little conversation that me, you, and Jay Barnes had on the start line when we was talking about the little Tony's car and three lug. I don't know if you remember or not, but I finally put that out there, man, because we were talking, you know, Chad wants to get after three lug and we were talking about being lean, and I threw that little thing out there last week. I still think it was funny.
Yeah. Well, look, I tell you what, I'm on the highway and some heavy traffic here. I'm going to be on mute, though, because I'm going to have some road noise and everything, but I'm going to just be listening, man, and I'm going to try to, so y'all can keep me woke while I'm on the road. Hey, Will, y'all be careful down there, man, and I love y'all, man.
Okay, Doug, you be safe driving, huh?
Y'all there, Phil?
Hey, Will, you still there? Will, you still there, right. Will?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Yeah,
okay. Like I said, I'm going to be listening. I'm going on mute. I'll be listening. Y'all take care. And I hope y'all, everybody be safe right there in the snow and the dog going on in that rain and everything. Will, y'all take it easy down there and be sitting down there, Will.
All right, dog. I'll talk to you later on.
Okay, brother.
All right. Drive safe, huh? Drive safe, man. And chime in if you got anything else, man. Bounce back in.
All right. I'm going to be on mute.
All right, no problem, Will. I got you, baby. I'm listening. I got you.
Okay, man. Yeah, Will, I'm waiting for Tyson to come in and Mr. B too, man, because I got a topic I want to talk about. Something happened during the week out here, and I got to give a shout out real quick to my Minnesota sweetheart. I hope she's listening. She said she was, so I throw out a little shout out to her. I told you, man, we're going to have to start getting Tyson's checked out. Whoever comes in first gets his check. Because that man just don't want to hit that one button. Maybe he's shy. But we had an issue out here. Or not an issue, but I talked to the track people out here about doing a grudge race. And this was their take on it, and this is going to be a problem. I'm afraid that this might be something that steamrolls. The problem out here in California is that, you know, we have a lot of eyes out here, NHRA's out here, and looking over our shoulders, and we may have... When I say we, I don't mean just in California. This might be start turning into a grudge race issue. You know, in the year and a half that I've been doing this show, I've seen this grudge racing go to another level. I've met some outstanding people, some great people. What happened was, when I mentioned them about doing a grudge race out here in California, the minute I said that, their eyes got real big. And they said, well, we don't know if we want to do something like that. Because they mentioned to me they asked me if I saw the race last week of a car flipping over. And I said, well, yeah, I know about that race. I said, but how many races do you see in NHRA with cars flipping over? Are you telling me that cars don't crash on a racetrack? That's part of racing. They feel that grudge racing, because they feel we follow different guidelines. We don't follow the safety rules. And I explained to him, you know, that's not true. We do follow safety rules. We do have safety on our cars. We have seat belts. We have roll cages. We have helmets. We wear the proper gear. They feel are engaging in grudge racing that they'll lose their NHRA license. He said they're not the only track that feels this way. And I said, well, what if somebody rented out the track? Doesn't that take your liability away? And they said, well, you still have to have tech. Yeah, we have tech. We have tech. There's going to be a problem if we don't start fixing our safety issues first. Is our cars safe enough? If we took our grudge cars to an NHRA event to race, would our cars qualify? Would our cars go through tech and pass tech? And this is what the issue is. Now, the other side of the coin is that, you know, we're outlaws. Yeah, we do things different. We do things maybe not the same way as everybody else. We have to find that happy medium. We have to have that safety factor established in our format of grudge racers. Do we want to go fast? Yeah, we want to go fast. We got to be safe about it. Now, I'm not saying we got to add weight to cars. We got to do this. That my point is that our car should be able to pass any kind of tech. Whether not that you have to class race, but we should implement that on cars. I'm gonna grab this line right now. I just think it might be Shake and Bake. Shake, is that you, babe?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Jake, what do you feel about this, man? Am I barking up a wrong tree or what?
No, you always want to continue pushing, man, until somebody gives. It may be one of them politicians that come in and go right out the door. You might get one that might just loosen their belt and go ahead and sit down on that toilet.
But you know what, though? They have a legit point, though. They have a legit argument when they say this. You know, it's not that cars crash. Are these cars safe?
And as far as our cars passing the tech, probably 90% of them probably won't. But if we were going to get into the game, we probably going to have to make some changes. Because, you know, like you stated, you're right there in the heart of NHRA all around you. So you may have to make some change. You might have to wear an umbrella, or you might have to put on a condom to go see that chick. You feel me?
Yeah, but now, Shake, if I want to do an event, and I want people from back east and down south to come, I want the north to come. Do you see what I'm saying? Now,
yeah,
they might not want to drive all this way to find out they can't run. So, if we want to grow. Because I think grudge racing can be as big as NHRA. Nobody ever thought NHRA was going to be where it's at today when I got started.
No, they didn't.
Nobody thinks grudging can be where NHRA is, but it's going to roll. It's going to, And I'll be honest right now, I just found me an outlaw car. That's a Vega. Don't think I haven't been talking to this dude because I want an outlaw car. I want to come run down south. I want to go where the money's at.
There you go.
But like Chad said last week, out here, you know, we have to class race because that's the only racing we can do because we're right under the thumb of NHRA.
Right.
Now, what happens? Now, I don't, the tracks that you guys race on, or they race on out there, how many of them are NHRA tracks? And if NHRA finds out they're having grudge races there and they say, you know what, we're not with this grudge racing, so either it's your track, we're going to pull the NHRA charter from you so you can't have any national events there or anything like that, or mm-hmm. you keep us and get rid of them. Now you got to make the track. I don't know if they'll do that. I'm just trying to – yes, sir.
Tail, am I still on tail?
Yeah. Go ahead, dog.
Tail, let me ask you a damn question, tail. What the damn is the advantage of just saying you're IHRA or NHRA track? What advantage is there?
I think the only advantage, dog, is that you could run national events there, whatever division you're in. If you have like Division 5 or Division 6, you could run point stuff there.
But let me cut out to the grassroots shit and say it the way I want to say it. Who gives a fuck? If you have a division race there, okay, normally class races, and I ain't trying to talk bad about them, but normally class races don't bring that many spectators. They come to win the tracks money or win the track points or some shit. That good race, I hate to say it, at that little bitty-ass track at night, man, it was goddamn so much, like you said, it was oozes of money passed around there. I mean, oozes of money. I ain't just talking about no little bit of change. Oozes of money. My point I'm trying to make is, man, okay, so I ain't NHRA, IHRA certified. Who really gives a fuck if I can throw a goddamn grudge patch out there? I don't have to pay nail quarter to open my gates up and fill my goddamn stands up and let them get their own goddamn money.
Right. And you know what? To me, I'm not a track owner, dog, so I don't know the ins and outs on as far as what a track owner would do. I don't know if they get paid for having events or nothing like that. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
I'm back on mute. I just want to know that, though, if anybody know out there. Y'all talk about that. I'm back on mute again.
Okay. And that does bring up an interesting point, you know, do the track owners really care if they're an NHRA track or not? If the NHRA says, hey, we're going to take this away, you know,
I think they do care because once you in with the NHRA, it's like you in the system now. They going to cover you if somebody get hurt, killed, their insurance going to cover you. Then they're going to make some money on the side also. So if your track become NHRA, then you got to follow their rules. Why can't you just get a track that open up a track without being part of NHRA or IHRA? Then then you can do grudge racing like the ones down south are doing and don't have to follow those rules.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something else, Dale. I'm going to tell you something else, Dale. What he's saying, that's what I'm thinking about. Because the track tonight, I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you how old this track was. On the Christmas tree, this track was so damn old. Well, I ain't going to say old, but I'm going to say the equipment was so old, but it still was a damn, it was okay for to have a race at. And if you didn't have four bulbs on, the tree didn't even activate unless you got all four bulbs on.
Yeah, that's
all. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's it.
But my point I'm trying to make, though, they opened the motherfucking gates, and they probably still out there hanging on the fence, all the motherfuckers that was in there.
Doug, I agree with you, man. I mean, you know what? To me, if I owned a track and NHRA said, "Nah, we're gonna pull our thing from you," I'm like, "Well, go ahead," because then now I'm gonna have four or five or six grudge races a month at my place. Hey, you know, screw you guys. And what'll happen is NHRA will start losing tracks. All they'll have is their premier tracks that they do their NHRA racing on.
Well, did they ask you something else, Tim? And like I said, I'm just going to throw it out there. Y'all talk about it because I don't know the insides of it because I don't really care right now. Right now, I don't. But if NHRA is so strict or whatever, why are they trying to get good events that they track now? At their events, why are they trying to include now? Now some of them are trying to get grudge events that they track now.
Because
yeah,
it brings
they are
money.
Actually, exactly. And they're doing that. The I race in a PSCA out here, and he's starting to dedicate a lane for grudge racing. Now he's trying to see what kind of cars he can get to come out and grudge race. And he's doing this in Las Vegas. You know, and hopefully Mel, because he lives in Las Vegas and he has like 4 or 5 races there a year, he's going to get these guys to bite in on it. Now here's Las Vegas. They hold national events there too. So I think these tracks, personally, and it's just my opinion, these tracks are going to make their money. Because I think if NHRA pulls something and says, hey, you know what, we're taking our charter away, I think that's going to open up the floodgate because that track's going to want to make money. And having these grudge races and people, I've seen what this does. I've seen how many people come to these grudge races. So yeah, you know what? You get more people at a grudge race than you do these division races that NHRA has. Easily.
One more thing. Hey, Tayo, one more thing you can check out too now. Wait and see if John Force don't get a major sponsorship by the two he's going to lose this year. The Ford, I think, and whoever he's going to lose this year. Watch when he lose them two sponsorships. If he don't get two more big ones, watch all of a sudden how they start having more feuds and more arguments and more fights in NHRA just to bring some excitement. Because when John Force lose that big sponsorship, John Force is a fucking good racer too. Watch and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. We'll see where he goes after. Because he's not going to stop racing. He's gonna find another. Who knows, with his kind of money, maybe he jumps into the grudge game. I mean, look at Billy Glidden. He comes and plays.
So y'all still are trying to get a track there in California, am I correct?
No, our track just opened up. The one in Fontana just opened up. It's a quarter-mile track, and it's opened up, and they had test and tune last week. And they had a street, what they call a, it was just where you open the track and anybody can come and run.
And where is this at?
It's in Fontana. It's right next to where they have the two mile oval for the IndyCar and the NASCAR. They just put up a sound barrier.
Aren't you in LA?
Yeah, it's about
how far?
It's probably maybe, I would say maybe an hour from me.
Okay.
A little bit more, maybe.
So they just opened up this track?
Yeah, it was a track. It was a track, and what happened was some people were complaining about the noise, so they shut the track down for 2 years, and what they did was they built up a sound wall that runs the whole length of the quarter mile now, and we were just out there last week.
Okay.
So it was, you know, so the track's there running and it's getting booked with events right now. And I'm not lying to you when I tell you when we were out there for the test and tune, I went out there with my buddy Chuck, Charles Jackson, with his Nova. And I'm not lying when I tell you there was at least 500 cars out there. It was like... It was like opening up a brand new Walmart.
My suggestion to you is I would go over there and get buddy-buddies with that guy and tell him you are a promoter for Grudge Inc. Get real buddy-buddies with him so that way you got connections with Grudge Inc. and the Grudge Inc. world, not only Grudge Inc., but the Grudge Inc. world, and you can pull people in there. You got your hand right in the pie. Man,
yeah,
you're closer than what we're trying here in Detroit. We're trying to open up a track, and we keep getting the door slammed in our face. You got one an hour away from you. Get to know that promoter real good. I mean, get to know that owner real good and tell him you're a promoter for Grudge Inc. You can get guys to come there for to race, and you'll be the man when it comes to the Grudge Racing world.
Well, I'll tell you, here's
the inside door.
Here's the thing. I would see, it's one thing, and you got to understand this, Shake. It's one thing if me and Chad and maybe another car or two, we come out from California to go to a Grudge race. And you got all these guys out there, let's say Gadget and Clark show, how many of those guys would be able to travel to California? Now, do we have Grudge cars out here? Maybe not Grudge cars. We have some real fast cars out here. We have some that could Grudge race. But once we
start
bring a Grudge race here, it's going to change. It's going to change everything. And I think once it starts to bite out here, I think all these
it's going to
snowball. And
yeah, it's
going to be effective. It's going to work. It's getting a race, scheduling a race, and then trying to figure out who from back east and down south and up north that can, because I'll tell you right now, man, I've made this drive twice. It's a drive. I mean, I drove to Lena and back by myself straight through. We drove through to Detroit straight through without stopping. It's a drive. So,
okay.
You got to figure out, who can make that trip or who would want to make that trip
I think you got, who has that made that statement, if you build, they will come? Start the Grudge World going on in California, I guarantee you a lot of them guys is class racing will change their dress tail and start Grudge World racing.
And then
down the road, you'll find some guys from the South and from the East Coast that will travel. It may not be a whole lot, but you'll find a few that will go, especially if you make it worthy of them. Okay, anybody from the East Coast, certain states got a certain ID, get in free, half price or anything. You got to give them something where they'll come. Over here, we have a problem with the South guys didn't like coming up to the North. And we didn't have no problem with traveling South, but the South guys didn't like coming up here. But when they found out Milan got a good track, 131 got a good track, it's money to be made, they started coming. So we don't have a problem with that. You'll find a few guys that are willing to travel. And you made that trip already, so you know the ins and outs. How much gas, make sure your car got this, make sure your trailer is well taken care of, the route. You the inside scoop to it all, Tail. You the man.
Yeah, it's, like I said, man, it's a commitment to travel that far. I mean, I hear people say, man, I got to drive 10 hours. I'm like, man, I don't even want to hear 10 hours. I drove 40 hours straight to Milan, I drove 27 to Lena. I don't want to hear about no 10 hours that you got to sit in a car. That shit ain't flying for me, man.
Hey, tell them to get them a blind dog to drive with them. Something, get them a partner. Or the next semi truck go past, throw a chain to it and hook on. Damn it, then you can sleep. I don't have no problem with driving that far. I love driving. I'll hit that highway and come out there. That's not a problem with me. I love to travel. I'll be in Lena right now.
Shake, last year, why my show had such high numbers on the rebroadcast? Just because I was listening to the show on my cell phone, I'm driving back home. I must have called just to stay awake. I must have called it like 25. I had to do something, man. But, you know, it is all good, man. And, you know, if you love the sport like I do, and this is, you know, this Grudge World was all something new to me last year. I mean, I heard about the fast cars, but I didn't know how deep this underground world was. And, man, I'm glad I'm a part of it, because I met some great people. I've seen some fast-ass cars. And I love it, man. I want a Grudge car so bad. Like I said, I found a Vega today, and I've been talking with the guy right now, you know, back and forth. He's selling it as a roller. And I'm looking to dip into this. Because that's what I want to do. I don't even care anymore about, I mean, going to class races. I do it because I go run the car. I have no desire.
You see how you got hooked on this? We can call it crack. Grudge World.
Yeah, yeah.
You see how you got hooked on it? Now imagine how many other people you can get hooked on it to.
Oh yeah, I believe it, because you know I'm telling you, man. It's like, and Chad said it best, you know, last week. We do this out here because this is all we have until we can get a grudge race out here, and we're working on a couple tracks right now. See, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get tracks out a little ways from us that's closer to everybody coming in. My prime site would be Las Vegas. That's 4 hours from me. But you know what? The wives can come. The kids can come. They can stay in the hotel and the pool all day long while daddy's out making money. You know what I mean? I want to accommodate everybody. And that's how I'm trying to get this to work.
I'm looking at this from a long ways. I'm gonna recommend that you get to know them track owners, because you're gonna be the first one to start this grudge thing on the West Coast. Get to know them, Tao, because when it do blow up, the first person they're gonna look at is, oh, Tao started this. And you got your hands in the dough, man. If that Fontaine track you was talking about, get to know them people. The one in Vegas, get to know both of them if you have to. Man, you sitting on this plane about to take off, and you need to have your hands gripped to it because it's about to fly.
Well, I'm in their ear right now.
What I'm saying is, years later, when it do kick take off, you're going to say, damn, Shake and Bake told me to get into it then. Go ahead, man, because you see how well you got hooked. They gonna get hooked, and you gonna see apples and oranges falling out the sky. You gonna be like, damn, I didn't buy that bucket. I didn't buy a basket.
Yep.
Get into it. Get to know them guys, man. Because if I was there, I would. Man, I'm telling you, it's gonna blow up, and Tail started it.
Yeah, it's
y'all don't have, from what you're telling me, I don't know nothing about California no more than it y'all got heat like never before. But the Grudge World ain't there? Oh, man. The Grudge World is the thing to get in.
Well, we're working on that right now. Now that this track is open, it's going to be a likelihood. Like I said, I talked to them out there about this, and they're just worried about the pros and cons. And what I need to do is just tell them, you know, hey, look, let me just – and this is what I told them when we were talking. I said, let us rent the track out, and let us have an event here, and you guys just sit back and watch. Give me a one day – give me a test and tune day and a one day to race. And if you guys like what you see after that, let us have another one. If you think this is something that's not suitable for you, we won't bring this back to your track. And I told them, all I'm asking is for a chance to do this out here. and put California in the game. I told him, I said, I guarantee you'll have at least 20 cars east of the Mississippi that'll be out here. And I said, in fast cars, not just them bringing one car, but two, three, four cars. You'll have cars coming out here. Come to sunny California? Hell yeah. It'll be all a bunch of flip-flopping wearing motherfuckers out here when they get here. I guarantee that.
Yeah, I believe it will blow up like wildfire. Because remember, picture when Pinks came out, that's grudge racing.
Sure
am I
right?
Grudge racing. It blew up all over the doggone country. And people from other countries was watching it. That was grudge racing on TV. So people love to see two cars competing with each other. They the best man win. Okay, tail kick my butt. You the better man. Now you got publicity, TV show, and some money. That grudge world, I think, from my honest opinion, I like grudge world better than NASCAR any day. My neck will sit there and turn and turn and turn, and I don't see no excitement for 2 hours. But grudge racing? From the word go, you're going to see excitement.
Yep. All the way down. Coming round.
Yep. So, I mean, there's some people like circle track, you know, riding around and around and around. Well, by the time I finish a 20-ounce Pepsi, then some action might jump off, but not with grudge racing. Somebody's car will blow up at the line. That's exciting as hell to a lot of people and to me. Even to see sparks and fire shoot out, the burnout, that's exciting. It's going to blow
who
up the hell truck.
Who doesn't love a burnout? Seriously.
Ooh.
Come on. There isn't anybody in the world who wants to doesn't want to smell that rubber on fire. Come on now. Well,
hey.
we're going to get after this. We're going to stay after it, Shake. I mean, we're not going to let this just slip away. But we got their attention right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to hopefully, you know, it's something they're going to think about. We got a race. We got to think like 4 or 5 races out there. And we'll figure it out. Because every time I go out there, you know, I'm going to go make sure I go say my highs and what's going on. The guy I talked to was a track manager, and he was telling me who to talk to. So that's what I got to do.
It's real easy. All you have to do is pick a city, Orange County, California, whatever, and just say these words. Who is the baddest racer in the city? And you're going to have a lot of guys sit up there thinking, oh, I'm the baddest. Well, let's put it to a test. We're going to have a gorgeous race. X amount of dollars is offered on this particular day. Watch how many show up. Because they want to be the baddest. Everybody wants to be the king, top of the line. Once they name in highlights. If I had a race and I said Tyson versus Tao, well, you thinking you better than Tyson. Tyson thinking he better than you. Okay, we're going to find out at Shake's race. Everybody wants to be at the top. That's all you have to do is say, who's the baddest in Orange County? Who's the baddest in L.A.? Who's the baddest in Vegas? And when you do that, man, it's going to be a flock of flies showing up.
Yeah, see, Tyson knows. He knows he'd lose that race.
Don't talk about the man. He ain't on the air, man.
Hey, listen, no, wait, hold up. Hey, you there, Tyson?
My name is my name. Somebody done mentioned my name.
See? We said the shit word, and then you pop up.
Hey, Shake and Bake. It's going to be a gap. You ain't got to worry about that. That's easy money.
It's going to be a gap, dog.
It's going to be a gap at the 60-foot.
Now what I said came to reality.
Let me have
he wants to be the top. So we got a race going on right here.
Lars, Lemonade.
The All Natural?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's gonna lose. He's gonna lose. Okay. He's about to fill up that big head now.
All right.
See?
What do you say now?
You getting that lemonade? You getting that bitter taste? You getting that bitter taste out of your mouth because someone said Vega and you got to swallow something to get that bitter taste out?
he gonna have an excuse for losing. He's gonna be overweight.
Whatever, man.
I was down
in Twist Field listening to some real horsepower.
You was
what's
down
going
where?
On, bro?
Down in Ford Field listening to some real horsepower.
Oh, you down there with the big monster truck?
Yeah, that's the real horsepower. Yeah.
Tell them to let you down there on the field, and you can stand up under them jokers sky high and still see the transmission.
Nah, they need to let me drive on them motherfuckers.
Well, they about like NASCAR. They insurance ain't going to cover you.
See, that's the problem. Yeah, they insurance cover grave diggers. Hey, I ain't going to tell this much stuff up each other.
Man,
I leave with a
boat
truck.
He get
I leave with a boat truck. Get out. Go sit back in the stands.
Hey, you know, did you know grave digger's truck is the old-time hearse? That's the paddy wagon. They used to carry people to the doggone morgue in that truck.
Oh, Lord.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, that didn't come to me.
Nah, I didn't know that.
Tyson.
Good to know.
Tyson.
Yes, sir.
Hey, have you been listening? We've been talking about this, the safety stuff and everything going on.
Yeah, I heard you.
What's your take, man?
I had 6 minutes.
You ain't got no sense. Don't lie to these people.
He got food in his mouth.
What?
And he ain't got no sense. If 25 degrees there and he's ordering lemonade, icy lemonade.
Thank you.
All right. Damn, what's your name, baby? Boy, I'll do something terrible to you. Lord have mercy.
Hey, Tyson.
Hello? Yes, sir.
You know what? Hey, you about as bad as me, man. Me walking around outside in flip-flops in the pouring rain and you ordering an icy lemonade in 23-degree weather, man. What's wrong with you?
She had me hot, so I had to get something to cool me down. I'm in the car naked. She don't even know it.
Were you all moist?
Huh?
Did she make you moist?
Yeah, I'm all moist and creamy.
Like a Betty Crocker cupcake?
Yeah. I got one nigga in the car. She don't even know it.
Dang.
I'm talking about you want my fries? I want whatever you give me is hot.
Dang. Hey, did you hear about them running down in Mississippi tonight?
No, I didn't hear about it.
Hey, Will. Big no. Will, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here tonight, Kale.
Hey, did the champ run tonight? The Grudge Racer of the Year?
Yes, sir. You know which showed up and showed out. He had Lil Rick. He was out there with Lil Rick and them too. They won the deal. He told me which way to bet, and I bet it cleaned up. Yes, sir.
Wow.
The Grudge Racer of the Year had the Predator out there. I think he had another car out there, but he had a good time. He had his crew out there. They were doing it to death. They showed me a good time, beating me too. So we had a good time with them guys.
Good deal, man. Hey, you know what? I'm so glad he won that, man. I'm so glad he won that. The champ.
Oh,
you know why?
Hands down.
My book, he did. My book, there wasn't anybody else. I said that from day one, man.
Well, you know, me and you said it together. We both said it all the time. He show up, he bring a crowd, people come to see him, he always engages. So I figured he had to have it.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. I mean, to me, it wasn't even a decision, man. And I'm more excited about it. Hey, you know, I was more excited about it because, you know, the champ, before he was a champ, He called on our show all the time, so shoot. Damn right I was pulling for him. I'm glad, man. I'm glad everybody was down there. Yeah, they're having a good time. I think that what we're going to do is... I'm going to try and set up a meeting with... the guy who does all the renting of the track, I forgot what his name was, in Fontana. And I'm going to maybe meet with him and maybe get Jay Barnes or somebody and on a conference call and discuss on how we want to set this up.
Hello? What'd you say?
What's up, babe?
You making up too much noise eating, Ty.
Oh, let me get my mic. I'm sorry.
What's going on, fella?
What's happening, babe?
Now, this comes from the East Side Stranglers, man. I'm just on listening to y'all tonight.
Oh, good deal, babe.
Me and my daughter sitting here, man, listening to the show. She keep bugging me, talking about, let me say hi. So I'm going to let her say hi to y'all one time. Hold on one time. Tell them. Say, hey, girl, hold on.
Hey, girl.
What's
going on,
man?
It's just
what's
happening.
It's your phone.
They say what's happening. Say nothing?
Nothing.
Hello.
Give me the phone back.
Hello. Hello.
Man, put on baby girl. Put on baby girl. Let me talk to her.
Hold on. Hey, what's up with you? Wait a minute, baby.
Hello.
What's going on, baby girl? What's your name?
Nothing.
What's your name?
You good, what?
You said. What's your name?
What's your name?
Tell me your name.
It's Catherine.
How old are you?
5.
You definitely have to be the youngest caller I've ever had on my show, and I want to say thank you for coming on.
I like my favorite girlfriend.
Tell Daddy, say, Daddy, I want to go out to Southern California and get some of that sunshine. Tell him.
Put this on speakerphone.
Here, put it on speakerphone. It's going to make noise. Here, put it on speakerphone. Let's see. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we here, man.
Yeah. Man, yeah. And she loves. I take her to the track with me and stuff. She loves going to watch racing. Hey.
Get them started early.
Hold on,
yeah,
guys.
Going,
oh,
man.
Hey,
yeah, she was.
I got my boy Boom on the line right now. Boom, you there?
What? Yeah. Stay on. Stay on.
What's going on, baby?
Hello. Hey, stay on.
Yeah, what's
stay
up,
on.
Man?
Hey, look.
I'm here,
oh,
baby.
I got a little background noise, but I need you to give me a minute of your show if you don't mind, man. I want to give your listeners a race report. I also want to talk about my races coming up March the 15th, all right? So give me a few minutes of your time. I need y'all guys to open y'all ears. I got a little background on, so y'all just bear with me. I'm going to mute my phone when I get through talking, okay? John Lorenzo blows Chucky's asshole out about 3 times today for the money, okay? I didn't say 1 time. I didn't say 2 times. I said about 3 times a day for the money. Jolly Rancher, blow Chucky's ass off. Chucky is officially dead. All right. This is the race from Battlefield. Big Clark and Gadget and them raised the pre-Mardi Gras shootout at Battlefield, okay? Mo Jeezy from my squad, his squad, with True Street Car. We ran another True Street Car, a Mustang LXX Mustang. He red-lighted. We got the win. Win is a win, however you want to call it, but we won 4,000. But anyway, the hit squad of New Orleans, three cars of New Orleans, came down, showed up, showed out. D's just came here to catastrophic problems with his Mustang, but he showed up, and he had made some passes Friday, messed them up Friday. What other grudge race we had up there? Man, it's a lot. Man, the man had a great turnout, man. Thank people. I want to personally thank people for Big Clark and guys, you know, for coming out, the ones that did come out and support it. That's just give you a little race report. Now, we did have a blue LSX Mustang that ran Pipebender. Pipebender got a Mustang with a big old racing motor and stuff in it. But we got all the cars we got is LS Power cars, man. Street pump-gas street cars. We have to race the race cars with 500-plus QES motors in. Was five block LS motor. Not no LS motor. That's about 6-0 block motor. But anyway, right now we're on the highway. We're on the highway heading back to No Problem Raceway. We got a street car shootout tomorrow at No Problem Raceway. And Moses is debuted the Corvette. We got a true street car Corvette, Addition Radio, everything, a real race car, got no cage and everything. Now, I heard through the grapevine they got quite a few people from up north that want to come down on the 15th. Man, I'm giving y'all a personal invitation. Giving them a personal invitation for March the 15th. That is the first annual, the first race of the 2014 year.
Are we going to the bus? Relax yourself. Comfortable. Ride the golf cart. Park up if you're going.
Hold on. Hey guys, if you're not talking, mute your mic for a minute.
That sounds like Tyson.
No, I'm just listening.
Tyson.
No, you
hear me?
I'm plugging.
But I just got a little bit more to say. What I'm saying. Okay, go ahead, Theo.
No, go ahead.
He's coming in late. I still smell like fucking seafood.
Hey, Big Mel, your mic open, Big Mel. Hey, Big Melvin, your mic is open. K.O., that sounds like Big Melvin.
Yeah, Melvin, you there, Melvin?
I'm on mute.
That's my Big Melvin from New Orleans. It sounds like Big Melvin's mic is open.
Okay, I just closed his mic.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, yeah, that's a New Orleans guy. This is matter of fact, Teo, write that number down right there, Teo, because that's a good number. That man that called me every Saturday, no matter what I'm doing. I say, hey, boom, get on Teo's show. They're talking about your promotional thing, man. Get on there. These guys got questions. Want to find out about your race, boom. So that's who actually called me. Thanks to Big Mel, man. He got me on his line talking to y'all tonight. And then y'all know, Teo, if these guys got any questions for me, I'm on here. To answer any questions about my race that's taking place March the 15th. If you guys looking for action, if there's anybody on here tonight looking for action, speak now, Phil, for all your feet. Right now, while I'm on this line. I'm serious. If y'all guys looking for some action, speak now, or forever hold your peace. Let me know how you sit. I promise you, if Phil got your phone number, we're going to call you back, and we're going to try to get you something to sit just like you. Now, I know a lot of people talk about, I don't like to run no ghost club nest. But if you got a big black car on 28 and you understand me and you run and you're a nitrous car, would you want to run a nitrous car on 28 just like you? So, I mean, some people don't run big blocks, but all blocks, okay, that's cool. But what I'm telling you is tonight, there's no excuses. The name of the Tell the name of the track.
No Raceway.
No. No Problem Raceway.
No problem raceway.
So for a person to tell they got a problem and they can't get no race, I'm here on the show tonight to let y'all know there's no such thing as you can't get no race. So speak now or forever all your peace. I'm going to sit on the line, tell, and I want to see you all speak tonight. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, bro, where is this? What track is this?
This is No Problem Raceway. You can Google it. That's in Belrose, Louisiana.
Okay. So you can get right below me.
If you watch Pink's All Out, we have been on Pink's All Out. I think it was in 2009. We was on Pink's All Out, how the track was. And you know Pink's All Out don't come to the rinky dink ass track.
You know, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, in the beginning of the show, I always tell everybody about the invasion of Louisiana. And I also, I always push your phone number down on your show if they got any questions that I might not be able to answer. I give the number to your show to call into your show on Monday night. Tell them about your show, what time you come on and everything, too.
Okay. My show comes on every night in Louisiana time, which is 7 o'clock on my time. Tell what time would that be over there by you? That'll be 10
that
o'clock by
be
you?
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
We're
2 hours behind you guys.
Okay. Yeah, we, right now, it's, what time is it? It's 10
o'clock
11
on the
over here now. Yeah, it's 10 11 over here now. So my show comes on at 7 o'clock over here. My phone number is 347-215-8762. All the thing different between my number and Tao number is the last four digits. My last four digits is 8762. Now, like I said, the quickest way for you to get action, if you're looking for action, no matter how you sit, you can be a blown call. We got blown calls out here looking for action. I know Jacqueline Hyde out of Texas is looking for action. I know Tony Bobby Bonds looking for action. I know G-Star looking for action out of Kentucky. I know Donye. Donye, it's a possibility that Donye is going to be in the house. I do know he's going to be there. It's possible whether the car is going to be there. I talked to Donye a while ago up in Battlefield. I talked to Donye up here. So whether the car be there is going to be possible. He will be in the building supporting the race. Man, I've seen all types of people up here, man. I just can't think about everything, man. I'm only one man. So much happened today, man. The guys had a great race up here, man. Traffic kind of shaky from the beginning of the day, but, boy, as the night went on, that something just come around, boy. You hear me? That damn track came around. Yeah, the track came on around, man. But I'm going to stay on the line, Tail, and hopefully guys that want to make that ride down here and want to describe to me what kind of action they want. And I could accommodate them, man. I mean, everybody love to have something like seeing, you know. But you know, something, you know. If a person comes and stay with me, and they say, "Boom, I really don't want to come all the way to Chicago and don't get no race." Now, I could put them up to tell them like this here: if you come to my race, I'm going to get you a race. Now, whether you accept it or not, that's going to be on you. But I'm not going to put you outside your class. I'm not going to make you run a 706 and you got a 355. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that there. I'm going to put you where you need to be. I mean, apples and apples. I'm not going to put peaches in the basket with apples. So if you want action and you think about making a ride on March 15th, please give me a call or speak now and forever hold your peace. We're going to try to get your ass locked in. With that being said, Tail, that's the first information I'm giving out. And if y'all come in groups, hell, we might work out some shit. To drive a car to get in free, y'all come in groups. Y'all just, you know what I'm saying? I ain't all a person to get along with. Y'all call me. We'll talk it out. Y'all call me and say, boom, boom, I'm bringing in many people. I'm bringing in many cars, you know what I'm saying? We give y'all our family package deal. Y'all just come on in. We just walk y'all in, man. I want y'all to spend it because last year we had 400 cars. I accommodated 400 cars. I'm looking to accommodate 600 this year. So, we had 400 cars, and we didn't really have a whole lot of guys from up north. We had the Midwest guys came in with like 4 or 5 cars. We had Crazy Kelly come out of Northern California. Crazy Kelly represented California last year. A lot of people said, well, this is only for the Louisiana people that's running the local states around. No, this is the invasion of Louisiana. everyone that comes to my race is going to represent their state and city, you know. So if you're coming from Detroit, you represent Detroit. If you're coming from Cali, you represent Cali. If you're coming from, you know what I'm saying, Michigan, you're coming from Michigan, you know. And that's what it's it just ain't about Louisiana, you know, and Mississippi.
Now, hey, boom. Hey, boom.
Hey, go ahead.
Last year.
Hey, boom. Go ahead.
Hey, boom.
I went to Oklahoma.
Go ahead.
And
well,
I
got a lot of background. I got a lot of background noise, so that may be me, man. I got a lot of wind noise because I'm on the highway. Go ahead. Go ahead.
When I talked to Kelly last year because he was going to Oklahoma to go play with those knuckleheads. And I told him, I said, no, dude, you need to go to Louisiana. And I said, they'll have whatever race you want. Whatever you bring, they'll have something to race you with down there. And I talked him into going down there. You know, it's just like, you know, he had a good time. You know, he wants to go back again.
Right. And for these guys that love the street race tail, when you leave for my race, there's a second race after my race. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you think I'm lying, the Midwest guys was on our street, and a Crazy Killer was on our street. We have one of the best-looking streets in the world. So, like I said, there's a two-party race to my race, man. We do it at the track, and for those guys that holler about their street racing, we take that shit to the street afterwards. So, ain't no fucking shit. Last year, you think a lot of active guys, we didn't go to fucking bed till 6 in the fucking morning.
Ooh-wee.
We left the track. The track closed at 10. We all, you know what I'm saying? We left the track and came straight to the pad. But, Teo, I'm going to sit back and see if anybody got any questions for me. I'm going to listen to your show, man. I know you got a few mics open. So go ahead, open a few mics, Teo, and I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show, man.
Hey,
yeah,
bro.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Hey, Teo, somebody been calling my name. Go ahead. Whoever that is. Go ahead.
They're shaking back from Detroit. It sounds like y'all have one of them good old-time street races going on.
Shake and bake?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to get a street race lined up?
No, I said it sounds like you got some of that good old street racing going on down there.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do. That's what kind of car. That's what I have. I have a stock Cutlass with an LS motor. That's what I have. I probably run like 1120s on the spray. But we got some fast LS cars in our group. And most of all our cars got LS motors in them.
Okay. Hey, I need to get your number, man, because I'm going to have to holler at you. KO, give me your number.
I can give it to you right now. My number is a public number, and I'm on Facebook. Boom on Wheels. My phone number is, you ready?
Go.
504-602-5817.
I got you, Boom.
All right. Give me a call at any time, man, and you call me after the show or call me the first thing tomorrow. We got a street car shootout at the track tomorrow. That's why we leaving the battlefield, passing through Hattiesburg. Michael Dillon is putting on a true street car shootout, and we got to be there with our car. So we actually doing a lot of traveling. Tonight was our first night grudge racing that car tonight. We have never grudge raced this car. Tonight's the first night. Well, the guy red lighted, so we didn't get a chance to see what it was going to do besides someone. It did well, we 60 foot on the back side, so we ain't seen that. The 50 guy couldn't come with us today. So it floated higher. It floated more than it's supposed to. And but we gambled. We had a $4,000 pot anyway. We gambled it anyway. We don't think the guy could have beat us anyway on two wheels. So
it sounds like it still got some potential in it.
Oh, I know that. We on our one kid right now. We got two on there. We ain't falling for a girl. I thought we got some of the fastest, true, licensed, pump gas street cars in the world, man. You got to travel and see this shit, man. I can't say to tell about how the spot is down here in the past, bro. Street car, it's my true street car. It's my air conditioner, radio, signal lights, and all that shit still working. I know, but I mean, they got great reduction on them, but I mean, it's true street cars, all interior. Racing seats,
okay.
Roll cage. We got the roll cage because some of these checks won't let us race unless we got road cage. So, but now we got a car pit, quarter mile, with no cage in it, and we'll run a motherfucker in the guy way out the back door. We don't give a fuck long as they're a true street car. We got a yellow car pit. We'll run a motherfucker out the back door any kind of way they want to run. No turbo cars, no. We nitro cars, man. We got a lot of turbo cars. We got a lot of turbo cars trying to blow our fucking head off, man. You know? But, you know, we just don't want turbo car without cars, you know?
All right.
But I tell you, we got... Hello?
So,
yeah, just give us time, man. We're going to walk.
You guys are like 31 flavors. No ice cream, man. You got a flavor that'll guarantee to satisfy anybody, huh?
You already knew it, too. But, man, I show all y'all guys that come on. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. Tayo can tell you, man. Hey, man, we have fun out here in Louisiana, man. We have fun. I think I'm the best damn. I don't know if y'all guys ever seen a picture of me, but I'm 300 plus. And I ain't get like this little because I'm on a goddamn diet. I promise y'all that. And I think I'm one of the best cooks in the goddamn world. So for the ones that like to eat, y'all don't get that late because I can tell y'all that I'm giving away free food. And y'all know for y'all said when you give away something free, it don't last long. So I don't want y'all to come at that. But boom, I said, thought you said you were giving some of them Louisiana turkey necks. Well, you know, hey, you sit around 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening and somebody wants you home, y'all all of a sudden hungry. That's going to be on you, but I'm going to give it away. And I'm going to try to get it away fast, because the faster I get it away, the faster it's gone, the faster I'm done with that. But, hey, man, like I said, Tayo, I hope these guys can get a chance to come down to Petersville. I mean, Tayo, I have the DVD available. Anybody that wanted to buy a DVD of my last event, just give it to Tayo. I'll mail y'all a damn DVD. I'll mail y'all a DVD $10, man. And I sent my DVD for $20. I made y'all a DVD of my last race for $10. Give it to Tao, and Tao gets you information, and he'll take them forward to me, and I'll send y'all them DVDs, and high as a hope that y'all send me my $10. And that's how bad I want to show y'all guys how we rocking down here. You understand me? So, I mean, hey, you know, and it's a hell of a quality DVD, too, man. You know. So I hope y'all guys get an opportunity to come down, man. I won't want y'all to miss this here. You know, them guys, everybody asking me the question, is the Midwest guys going to be at your race? Boom. I don't know. I have done all I could do to reach out to them guys. I don't know how to get in contact with them. I don't know Jesus. I'm not responding with them, with Murder Nova and all them other guys. Yeah.
I got Hong Kong Fooey's number, man. We can call even. I love calling even messages on his cell phone.
Okay, well, what you do, Tayo, do me a favor tomorrow, man, when you get an opportunity. Call that man and put us on three-way, man. And if it takes me and you both to talk to him, or if you just talk to him, find out if they either ain't going to come. I could just put it out there. People ask me about it, and I tell them no. But they've been hearing rumors on the Internet that them guys said they were going to come. I haven't heard that, so I tell people no when they ask me, because I don't false advertise, I don't promote bad. And people honor me because I'm like that, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna say I got 25 people coming out of Detroit, you know what I'm saying, all that other stuff like that there, man, I know them guys ain't coming. If y'all call me and say, boom, hey, this is like the Detroit guy just asked, talk to me now. He said, man, hey, give me your number, man. If I talk to them on the phone like that and they give me a word, they're going to come. A lot of them might come and just show up, you know. And I have people come and just come up with their shirts, sell their T-shirts, or bring their car, just bring the car to the trailer, sell their whatever they're doing. Like the Midwest guy bought their Tim Tools. They didn't charge them nothing to come out and sell their Tim Tools. Hell, we bought goddamn $100 of that shit. You know? We still got some of that. We got about 4 or 5 gallons of them, you know. So,
hey,
boom, I mean, you know,
boom.
Go ahead.
Move.
Your
sit
call
time,
has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4058300 4.
Yeah, I tried calling
okay.
him, man.
Okay, that's okay. Just do what you can do, man. And one thing I do know, you know, if you can't do nothing, hey, you know, you can't do nothing. But hey, but I, you know, I would love to know if some guys are able to be able to make that ride. But.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely, like I said, man, I keep promoting your show, and do you ever give a recap real quick? The Invasion of Louisiana, Boom's hosting a race at No Problem Raceway, March 15th. You guys got to go check this out, man. It's a hell of a show.
And, Teo, I text you a copy of the flyer, Teo, and if you have a phone list, hey, send that out on a massive text for me if you don't mind, man. You know?
Okay.
Just to the racers. To the racers out there in the racing world, man. Send them a copy of that flyer, man, you know? And,
you got it, man.
And, you know, I'm on the road right now, Teo. You know, I'm doing, believe it or not, Teo, between yesterday and I won't make it home to Wednesday, I'm out here promoting this race so hard. You know? I'm going to all these different races, bro, you know? We on the highway. We making all our rounds with this car. You know what I'm saying? Going all these races, we got locked in, you know? We go to these races. We lock in, you know what I'm saying? We go to these races, you know? It's just that simple. We locked in for Mike Dillon races way back in New Orleans. We beat our fucking feet getting back to New Orleans for tomorrow, you know?
Yep.
And the fucking Detroit promoters and California promoters and Chicago promoters, y'all need to let Boom on Wheel know what y'all got going on in y'all racing world, man, cause, hey, we come to Chicago, I mean, hey, we want to come up there, we'll bring a few cars up there, you know, I mean, you know, this is a racing world, we want to go race everywhere, we don't want to just be racing down south.
Hey, we appreciate that, that's called networking.
Right, and that's what I want to do, you know, and then because everybody see me, boy, that know he been, guess what, I put my work in, that's why I hustle. And ever since I've been putting on races, they have been on it for a little minute now. The reason why my races are successful is because I'm loyal to the people that I'm committing to. I'm telling them exactly what it's going to be. And if it's some extra, well, they're there, but I didn't know you had an extra because I don't tell them everything that I know. I tell them everything I want them to know that's going to be our most different than Lee. You know what I'm saying? You know, so. And I don't lie to my people. I got people actually following me. I got 3,000 followers on my Facebook. And I don't have no Facebook for gossiping. I have a Facebook that's talking about I sell parts, I buy parts, and I promote races. That's what I do on my Facebook. And if somebody's on Facebook with Boom on Wheels, you know what I'm saying, they know they get a race story. They ain't getting on there talking about, I stepped on later that night, she didn't give me no what's the name. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that, you know? So, and my race is respected for that, and they be informed. I'm more like a CNE news anchor, but it's in the racing world. Go ahead, Teo.
Well, yeah, you know, I see a lot of the stuff you got, you know, going on for sale and stuff like that, and even on the Facebook, Boom, I go ahead and, you know, I share it just to get it out there for you. Because, you know, that's what we do. We network.
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know.
Hey, is somebody better call Dog? Is Dog still on?
Come on, with a
dog?
No,
Dog's driving.
Yeah.
He's driving.
Yeah,
with a dog.
With a dog, he's still in the battlefield.
Okay.
And he might not have no service out there. I didn't have no service out there.
Okay. He wanted us to keep him woke, so we was just acknowledging it.
Okay.
Yeah, he dropped
oh, yeah.
Off.
Hey,
he
I can tell you. Oh, Lil Rick won a 28 shootout, y'all. Lil Rick won a 28 shootout. Breaking news. Lil Rick won over the twin turbocharged Mustang, Marvin Forrest. I'm fucking his last name up. I know it. Marvin. I know Marvin is his first name. Lil Rick and the crew won the money. They won the final.
What kind of car Lil Rick got?
Lil Rick got a Camaro, 28.
What, old Camaro, new Camaro?
Yeah, 69. Yeah, 69 Camaro.
Okay.
Yeah, 69 Camaro.
Congratulations, homie.
Yeah, Lil Rick. That's that Mike Hill and the crew.
You got the car,
that's
baby.
That's Mike Hill and the crew. Oh, also, Theo, I don't know if you mentioned or not, but Mike Hill has a race this weekend coming up.
Oh, no, I didn't know about Mike Hill.
Yeah, Mike Hill does have a race March 8th at the house of hook. For the ones that can be able to travel that far,
Mike Dale
do have a race. Mike
Dale
has a race.
South Carolina.
Yeah, the house of hook, yeah, house of hook. Yep, I talked to Mike Dale myself. Mike Hill was out there. Lil Hill was out there looking for action. In about on 29, he said, motherfucker, I'm down on the edge, he gone.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know about Mike Hill's race at all. I would have been talking about that one, too. Shoot. And his next week, huh?
Yeah, next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday. Next Saturday. Man, I'll show y'all guys.
Hey, Tao.
Yeah, Shake.
Give a shout-out to Melvin Coney. I know he's listening. Tell him, come on, let's go out of that Mike Hills race.
You better not pull that flood out.
Hold on,
start your engine. Start your engine.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, go ahead, Boob. Go ahead, man.
I forgot to mention something. I'll make some of them guys get on the microphone and push that one button. I forgot to tell you, Tayo, and you probably didn't get a chance to read the fly yet, but y'all do know I'm giving away $3,000 in the 28-29 shootout, huh?
$3,000
giveaway, and it's a free entry.
Ooh, get the hell out of here.
$3,000.
Wow.
Now, watch this here. It's a 12-car minimum, but watch this here. The Madisonville boys said, if they got to put 28s on their pickup truck, they're going to make a 12-car minimum to win that money. So, I don't think we're going to have a problem getting 12 cars. We didn't have a problem getting 12 cars. But at the same time, Pep Boys is one of my big sponsors. And if Pep Boys come up with the whole three like they said they probably would, I don't know exactly how much they're gonna donate at the moment. But if Pep Boys donate the whole $3,000 off the dump, it could be two cars I'm paying $3,000.
So what's the qualification?
Say it again?
What's the qualification?
No ball, any power additive, any suspicion.
Okay. Shoot. Yeah, they should be hitting that one button about now.
I gotta get to the lines right now, man. Hold on, I gotta get to the lines right now. We got 773-6516. Who we got?
This Chuck with the East Side Stranglers. I got a little background noise.
On,
I just got unmuted. I don't know. I'll just listen.
Oh, okay. You want me to? All right. I'll put you back on mute.
Okay.
Okay. So, Boom, it sounds like it's going to be a good time down in New Orleans, man. Sounds like you guys are going to be getting after it down
there. Is he still on?
Yeah, he's still on.
On.
But, hey, Tao, I am going through the hills of Mississippi, though. Here in New Orleans, we just passed up Hattiesburg, man. Seems like they had a nice little crowd out there. In Hattiesburg, and seemed like they had a nice little crowd out there in Hattiesburg, Hub City. So we just passed on through. So we're going through the hill. So if my phone cut off, the IV done fell off, okay?
All right, man.
But everybody got my number, tell. I'm going to go on mute, man, and just get the show roll on through.
All right, man. Thanks, Boom. Thanks for calling in, man.
Anytime, man. Thanks, Big Melvin from out of New Orleans, man. He calls me every time he's on your show.
Boom,
stop what you're doing and get on Tao's show. Tao's talking about your show. He wants some more information. So I had to stop what I was doing, roll the windows up in the truck and get on the line, man. But I'm going to go ahead on mute, okay?
All right, man.
All right, give me a call, Detroit guys.
All right.
Hey, is that the Chucky from here?
No, no, that's the Chucky from Alabama. Chucky dead no more. We don't took that name from him. He's no longer Chucky. His name is Kid and Play or some shit.
He ain't got the high top fade, do he?
Hey, man, I'm serious, though, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You don't laugh at a man when he's down or kick him. But, man, Chucky sat there and said, I'm going to tell you the words he said out of his mouth, so he can't get mad at me if he heard these words back. That man said, well, we done lost 1,000. The check of fails 1,000. And we're going to gamble that 1,000, and we get all our money back. That motherfucker lost 1,000, lost 1,000 the track gave him, and then what I did, I let a motherfucking LXX Mustang, a 6-0 stock block Mustang out of our crew, beat him. Gave him the backside to see which way he went. That man,
He ain't got no money to go home.
But, hey, not only that, I'm going to tell y'all something, bro. If a motherfucker don't know by now, LS is the way to go. It'll get home for long. Put this way, we taking cars that don't run like a good fucking pickup truck. Y'all see the little silver sell-out truck with the things all in it? Same fucking motor than them, cam, heads, and springs. That's why we rocking. Ain't no hell of a lot of money for them. Some of them got spoken kits in them, and, you know, and shit like that there. But, y'all, it's simple time of that shit. We out there running a motherfucker with 565s and triple nickels on 2 kits and shit. That's a small-time racing, baby. Pit squad.
But,
I just want to put his own words out there. And he said, man, we lost 1,000. We're going to get 1,000 for the track. And we're going to break even when we win this race right here. And he went out there, lost that race, and did it, turned around, raced out a street car, got it, and blew his ass out with a street car for $300. So he lost $1,000, and then the $300. So then the calorie had to beat it 3 times. So I decided just to dethrone the name Chucky from him. His name, Little Red Robin Hood, or Kid and Play or something. I don't know what the name. I don't know. You know what? That's what I'm going to find. I'm going to find out what his new name. I'm going to let y'all know about it. I'm going to find out. It ain't Chucky no more. Go ahead.
Hey, Boom, you need to find a pillow because he's going to be sleeping at the track tonight.
Yeah. That's his new name, Undercover. Okay. Undercover
man,
Brother. That's his new name.
How you get whooped 4 times in one night, man?
Woo.
Man, that's a tough beating, bro. And BET
yeah.
got it all
well,
out.
Made out good.
Huh?
I said, I know I can borrow some money from now.
Yeah, you know, hey, like I said, we got a race tomorrow. Then we got Monday and Tuesday, Mardi Gras. And then Don Mac daughter got a race on the 9th. My gear race on the 8th. Man, we got a whole schedule. We got a whole motherfucking schedule for it, man. And then my race on the
15th. Ain't yours on the 15th?
And then mine's on the 15th. But see,
right.
Man, I know we can break one. See, we got 15 street cars in our fucking camp. But we race at the track, though. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, in other words, when you come and fuck with our camp, ain't no sense you come out, well, I got a street car, or I got a race car. We want a race car with our street car. You know, we ain't doing nothing stupid. You know? Like, I ain't gonna even bring that up, man. I ain't gonna say no name, but somebody that got at least a 706 in a Mustang came and tried to run a guy in Battlefield with a LS stock 6-0 block and a LS Mustang. Here the fuck up.
Wow.
I'm gonna say it again. Somebody with a Mustang with at least a 706 in it. Put it away. It's got stick dominators on it.
Damn.
Trying to run a 4150 LS motor, 6-0 block. I know LSX block, a 6-0 block Mustang. Here the fuck up today. I told that dude on the car, I said, you should feel good if that dude trying to run you. That means you doing big boy shit with little old bit of shit, man. So.
Wow.
That's...
So with that being said, I'm going to go on mute because I got a lot of wind noise behind me, man. Y'all go ahead and run, go ahead and do the show, Theo. Appreciate it.
Okay, boom. All right, man. All right. Yeah, man, that's going to be a big race down in Louisiana, man. I'll tell you, when Kelly got back from down there, man, he gave me a shout and thanked me for having him go talk to me and going down there because he said he had a blast down there. He couldn't believe all the cars. That, you know, he said he thought he'd just go down there and fuck some people up and come back home. He said that wasn't quite the way it went down because he said that he called it a smorgasbord of cars down there. They had anything that you wanted to race, they would have had a car for every California car, he said, out here that would have went down there, they would have had one sitting exactly like them. And I was just like, wow. So, I guess if you want action, man, the invasion of Louisiana is where you want to go. He's got to set it up for grudge races, street races. That'll be kind of cool, man. I wish I just couldn't make the trip down there this year. I couldn't make it down for Clark's race because I just got stuff tied up. This is my last year coaching high school baseball, and then next year is going to be a whole different world for me, man. I'll be able to go travel and go do some races and head out everywhere. But, you know, I'm going to get back to everybody on this stuff with the track out here. And the good thing about out here is, like I said, we race all through the year. You know, we when you guys are the month of December is kind of is when we stop, just so the tracks have a chance to shut down and let the employees have like a vacation because we start right the first of every year. We start from the we get some background noise, guys. We start with the Hangover Nationals on New Year's Eve. Yeah, we go right back to it after that. So we'll see what we can do if we can try to fit one in. I haven't gotten a schedule for grudging to see who's where, who's got what. Something I'll try and get something to figure out what race we can get to. Shake, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Now, I'm getting some background noise, and I don't know where it's coming from. I tried checking. I couldn't find it. If you guys got background noise, just put your phone on mute.
That sounds like a TV playing.
Yeah. I'll find it, man. Let's see. No. Oh, that was it right there. There we go. We're good. We're good now.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you still there? All right. Good deal, man. Yeah. So you know what? I wanna get out there, and like I said, man, start getting to some of these races. And like I said, Chad, he's got this. He's in that where he's selling his car, his Mustang that we brought back east last year.
He's selling it.
Yeah, because he's got the new car coming. He's got the new car coming.
Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me. KO, is
Sonny
Chad on
here? No, Chad's not on here right now. He was, but he dropped off, so I don't know where he's at.
You know what I'm saying? What's up, man?
I sure will.
Okay. Hey. I know what, man. Y'all want to ride or die hard, partner. Shirley, Ted, and Theo. Those are ride or die motherfuckers right there for you, boy. They made that. Hey,
It been that long all last year, man. You know?
We had fun last year, man. We had a good time last year. I swear to God, man, we did.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice putting faces with names and stuff like that. But, you know, Chad's just flat out crazy, man. I love him, man. He's out there, though.
So y'all came down last year, Thor?
Yeah, we went to Lena.
Lena? Oh, that's then, right, because the tornado kicked in.
Yeah, and then he drove to Macon. He went out there for the final hit in Macon.
When was this?
That was before, right before Lena.
Oh, yeah?
I think like in November. Yeah, he was out there and
yeah. The Macon was first, wasn't it? Wasn't the Macon race first? Or it was after?
No, Macon I think was in like October or November, and Lena was, you know, now.
Yeah, November the 3rd, yeah, November the 3rd. And then y'all came back for a big plug race in,
February.
Yeah. About this time last year, yeah.
Yeah, because y'all had some of the racketeering at Big Park, right? I did a wheel spin or something and mentioned racketeering or something up on. Yeah. I remember that like a little bit. Because I actually did an interview with y'all in Macon. You ain't got that DVD from me, man.
No.
Hell, you behind time, man.
I'm like Fred Flintstone, man. My head's somewhere else, man. But yeah, man, you know, Drag, it's funny because the next week Drag called me on the show and he was just like, man, your boy Chad is funnier than hell. And I said, what happened? And he said, I forgot what it was, but whatever it was, he thought it was Pancake. And I don't remember what it was. But I told Drag, I said, yeah, man, he don't get out much.
hot water cornbread.
he's like, oh, these are pancakes? And they all started laughing. No, man, this ain't pancakes. Oh, man. But you know what? You got to love him, man. He's a great guy. I love him to death, man. And the great thing about Chad is Chad will do anything for you, man. You know, you got something that needs to be done, man. He's just like, bring it to the shop. So, you know, he's a good guy. But yeah, he wants to come back out, you know, and I think he wants to come back out with the new car. So
you say he sold the Mustang?
No, he's got it up for sale. Got it up for sale. I saw some pictures on Facebook with the motor back in the car. So I don't know if he's selling it all together now. Because he wants to sell the motor and then
that's what you need
car
to buy and get rid of that Vega.
Oh, hell no, man. I never get rid of that Vega, man.
Hey, Tail.
Ah.
You might not get
a
chance to make it for the Monster 15 race, but hell.
No,
we got a prime race that you can make it to. July 26th. That's a long way from now, and it's the heat of that summer down here. So July 26th. That's the go hard or go home. The third annual race. This will be our third time putting it on. Me and Mo.
Hey, boom.
Doing it.
Boom. Is that at No Problem Raceway also?
Yes, sir. That's going to be at No Problem Raceway also.
So what you're telling me is that's good. That's July in Louisiana. That's good flip-flop weather. Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, man, listen to me. If you don't have no 83, 85-degree weather, you can stay on down that way. It's going to be hot as fucking July in New Orleans now. I'm telling you, they don't be having them hot-ass turkey necks too.
Oh. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's hot in Louisiana in June and July, man.
We get
100 something. It'd be 101 out here sometime.
He ain't lying. He ain't lying neither, because the devil's tail be sticking out from under the ground.
So we got everybody's fault down here. Yep.
Hey, Boom, you know what? You know what? Now that I'm glad that you told me about this, because you know what? This gives me some time to get the word out here. Maybe we come down with a couple cars.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And then, like I said, man, I'm doing this race with Mo Jesus, and I'm going to tell you the type of person Mo Jesus is. If y'all get here, we'll accommodate everybody that comes from out of state like that, man, especially from California or Detroit or something like that. We're going to accommodate y'all guys, man. And if y'all lock in, y'all should not get accommodated, bro. All right? You know, because that's helping us put on a show. So we got to respect the game, man, and respect the people that's hosting the show for us. You know?
Hey, Boom, I'll be honest.
And that's why us promoters got to come together and help these races out, you know? Because every show that I put on, everybody that show up and show out, I have a call of sweetness envelope. I go around, especially the local guys that come out and race and put on for my race and just act a goddamn donkey. Then I walk up to them guys and help, man, just for the next set of bears. You know what I'm saying? And then what?
Yeah.
It don't take a whole lot to make a race happen, man. And, man, don't you know, Boom, I bought me a set of $250 bears, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, Boom, bought, you know. And that's all that matters, man, you know. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know,
well,
hey.
I'll be honest, Boom. I'm coming out. I don't care about the racing, man. I'm coming down to eat down south, baby. That's all I'm worried about is eating.
Hey, Tay, if you come down, you just fly in. I'm going to come and pick your ass up from the airport.
Yeah, we coming,
yeah.
Man.
I'm going to fly your ass in. I'm going to come pick you up from the airport. You stay a mile. I'm going to make your ass leave California.
I'm gonna see. Listen, seriously, Boom. I'm gonna talk to some guys, start and get this word out here, and maybe we caravan down there, come down with a couple cars. I know Chad.
Okay, yeah, but look, before the end of March is out, I'll have to fly out for July. Okay.
All right.
I like to promote 3 or 4 months in advance, man. So if people are gonna take that time off, they can. You know.
Yeah.
Send
it to me on Facebook.
And,
so I have that.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll send it to you, Theo. I'll send you a copy of the flyer.
Or to my phone. Either one. You got both. You know how to get out of both ways. Either my cell phone or put it on Facebook, and this way I'll get it out here too.
Okay.
But heck yeah, man.
That'd be good, man. We Facebook friends, I tell.
Yeah, we are. I see all the
okay.
stuff. I was looking at those hits, wishing I still had a. The heads and manifold, I was still wishing I had a small block.
Yeah, yeah, them 220 AFR heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good damn deal for $800, ain't it, man?
That is. That's why I'm pissed off. I don't have a small block no more.
Well, I know you don't. But, yeah, that's a set of AFR heads with a gasket-ported matching intake to go with it. $800, man. AFR heads. 220 runner. And, you know, it's a nice mild street mode. You know? Yep.
With that some little something, I'll take off. But, yeah, Boo, I mean, I'm glad you told me about this. I didn't, like I said, I haven't gotten a schedule yet or nothing. I gotta go on a website and just start writing everything down so I see what's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the only time I go on Facebook to play my Candy Crush, that game's got me so fucked up, I can't stop playing it.
I ain't tried none of those games. It ain't. All the game I'm playing now is a fucking Pro Tree game. I'm trying to spit that fucking Pro Tree down on a motherfucking ass. That's what I'm trying to do. I thought I was going to get my race to detail. I called out anybody 300 plus, 60 foot today. I ain't get no action today. I try to give me some action today, Taylor. You hear me?
Yeah.
I try to get some action through the 60, through the 60 foot.
You
got to be 300. You got to be 300 plus, though. That's the only still. You got to be 300 or plus. You can be 300 or 301 or 310. It don't matter. Down on your ass, I'm going to go. Through the 60.
See, Matt, you might be scaring him off by coming at him so hard.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
I wonder if I can beat you to the 60-foot, man. We should try that.
Hey, man. Hey, all you got to do, hey, I told you, Able One still.
No red light.
Able One? Well, I mean, you red light, that's your ass. I ain't going to red light. I'm going to get you that 60 down there and get it out of the way. Man, that motherfucker went out through the door. A fucking old police car. Oh, we on the highway. Hey, we on the highway. Somebody bought an old police car from the house and ran out to the woods with the police. Police in the record truck with their lights on. Oh, police finger stuck off of it. You can see the police finger stuck off of it. Oh, man. Hopefully nobody was hurt in that accident, though.
I was driving home from Vegas, because you said that about the police car. I was driving home from Vegas. I was leaving the track, and I got my cruise control on, and I'm just doing about 65-ish. And all of a sudden, I see the red and blue lights flashing, wanting me to pull over. I look at my, and I'm on cruise control. I'm like, I'm not pulling over for what? I start to pull over, and the guy starts to come around me, and it was just a regular car, and they were just laughing as they went by me. They just put these lights on their grill.
Uh-huh.
Well, a state trooper went by me and pulled them over. And so I pulled over, and he's telling me to stay in the car, so I'm staying in the car, and another state trooper pulls up, and I just want to know, what's going on? And he says, did that guy pull you over? I said, well, the front car, that's why I was pulling over. They got him for impersonating an officer. They handcuffed him and took him all to jail.
That's a felony.
Yeah, they went by, and I was like, laughing my ass off.
Hey,
Theo.
Yeah.
How much more time you got on your show?
I got a minute, 20 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, you ain't got long enough. I was going to put a topic out there for y'all to talk about tonight. And I was going to tell you a little story that happened to me today as a DP man. And I wanted to see what your viewers wanted to say. But, I mean, maybe we'll talk about it next show. You know, I don't want to hold your viewers up, man. But,
No, go ahead. The only thing is, we're gonna go off the air, but we're still gonna record. We'll just be off the air. But I got callers on here. Right. Go ahead, Ben.
Okay. If KO is DP man, and we have $400 on $400 locked up with KO, which is $800 for the race today at the battlefield. And the understanding is with Teo is that we're going to race sometime today. Teo don't have a specific time, but you and me as racers have a specific time. We corresponded after you made two hits, I made two hits, and then you said, I want to run by 5 o'clock. So the Detroit boys come and say, boom, boom. We ready, boom. It's 4:10. Now, I had originally said I wanted to race by 5. So the Detroit boys told me that he ready right now. I said, I'm not ready right now. And I had a driver's meeting for some other shit that I was trying to get off into at 4:30. So I can't go run you right now at 4:10. So... here it is. KO have no knowledge of this 4 or 5 o'clock deadline as a PP man.
All right.
So at 5 o'clock, Pumo Williams go to KO and say, "Hey, you can pay me out, KO." And KO said, "What do you mean, Boom? The Detroit boys are sending you ain't come up there and run you right now. Well, we supposed to run at 5 o'clock. It's 5:01. But the Detroit boys get in their car, crank it up at 5:01 to run me. I want to see what the viewers think about that. What did it sound like Boom on Wheeler was trying to do? I mean, y'all call it like you see it. That's what this show is about. That's what this show is about. What was Boom on Wheeler trying to do? When Boom on Wheeler don't have no other races lined up to run, why is he asking this man about punk out money and the man's on the walk out? Well, you're both beating together at 5:01 because I'm trying to get my money at 5:01. But you ain't saying, well, okay, well, come on, let's go down to the line at 5:01. So both cars are in the stadium. Well, the Detroit boys are sitting in the stadium lane at 5:05. I made a pass at 5 o'clock straight up. Like I'm supposed to win the park out money. So I want to see what the viewers think about that.
Well, I'll give you my thoughts, and then whoever else wants to chime in after, feel free. I think that if I'm the DP man, and you guys tell me the race, that you guys are going to go race, and you're not telling me any time that you have to be in the lane, and then somebody comes up and says, "Hey, I want the punk out money because we decided we'd be in the lane at 5 o'clock, and he didn't show to me, I'm not paying nobody a punk out. If there's going to be change, you got to tell me. You got to tell me so I know. I don't know that you're supposed to be in the lane at 5 o'clock.
So was that a stiff? Was that a stiff in the beginning?
No,
you got to be in the lane at 5 o'clock?
No, it was no stiff. But there was a stiff between each other, two races. The DP man, Kale knows nothing about the 5 o'clock stiff. All Kale knew is these two cars going to run the date. But they came to each other and agreed upon running at 5 o'clock, but didn't tell Kale about it. But then they want to come to Kale. I came to Kale. Now, all these official names now. All these fictional names. It's fictional names. And I came to Tao at 5:01 wanting Tao to pay me for a 5 o'clock race because I went down through there at 5 o'clock. But the Detroit guys are sitting in the stage lane at 5:05.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And I want the punk out money, but I can get, okay, the punk out money was about 400, but the race was for 2,000. I'm trying to see what do y'all serve the fish that's cooking.
I wouldn't pay the punk out money because because the deal that was sent to me that I witnessed is that you guys are gonna race. Didn't have a time limit, you guys are gonna race. So when you're ready to go to the line, and whoever else is ready to go to the line, they're going to come to me and say, "Hey, you know what? We're going to go get this race off right now, head to the starting line, call the race."
Right.
Then I would go there, and when you line up. So if there was something done in between and it wasn't notified to me, I ain't paying nobody.
Right, and that's what I did.
I don't care.
Just so y'all know.
I didn't care.
But we did get the race off. You know what I'm saying? We got the race off. And we wind up winning the race to do red lit. You know what I'm saying? To do red lit anyway. So we still wind up winning the money straight off the line. We didn't run the car through. We cruised on through. But anyway, that's why I tell y'all, it's so easy to get caught up in small time shit. And all that could have been resolved, and I'm at the track and been there since Friday.
Right.
Could have been resolved if they'd come to me and say, "Hey, boom. You know this race got to kick off." It's when they talk to each other at 4:10, all they had to do was come to Boom and Will and say, "Boom, now you know this race got to take place at 4:05. I would have beat my feet as a DP man. "Hey, you know you got 5 minutes to get up in the lanes, right?" And I went to the other guy, "You know you got 5 minutes because I'm going to pay this money off at 5:01.
Right.
So they didn't do that, like I said.
That's what they
could
that's
never,
what
they never
did.
Came to me. And so I see a lot of people. Now, I'm going to tell you what I thought about the situation since Tayo said what he said.
Before they even got the race off, they should have put that in their stiff. Look, we got to run by 5 o'clock. If they didn't do that with
you. They did that between each other. They did that with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They both agreed up on that. They both
but
agreed
they didn't
up
do
on
it
that.
With
but they didn't do it with me.
They didn't do it with the DP man, right?
Right. And so that's why.
So how you going to do something? How you going to pay on something that's a ghost?
I don't know nothing about it. I'll give a damn hook to you.
But anyway,
the moral of the story, I think that what they was trying to do was actually did what they did was buy time. They was trying to buy time, and they was trying to get the little punk out money, and then something was wrong with their car after the punk out money was paid. That's what I think. But they wind up fixing what was wrong with their car, so they came and asked like real man, hey, man, give us 10 more minutes, man. I'm trying to get this head off this such he had wrong. Because I think he did a wheel, he did on a Tesla 2 here. Did a wheel spin in the LSX Mustang and bent something. And I think he was trying to get that off, so he needed more time. So we knocked the $4,000 in, and then we gave him the time to do what he wanted to do. We got the race off anyway. But, I wish he wouldn't have red lighted that way we actually seen what this car do. But since we got this race tomorrow, we're going to find out what it really do. You know, at a real, real, real good track. We're going to no problem tomorrow. That track come around later on in the night, though. It did come around, though, man. It was garbage in the beginning. I don't know if y'all ever seen a real pedal fest, but that first week at 12 o'clock was a pedal fest. I'm talking about they was all the way through the 8th mile, both cars. So, go ahead. What did you say to
that? Hey, man, that race between you and that guy, I have to commend you on being a good sportsman by giving the guy a couple more minutes to race. You know, some guys would be an asshole about that and just try to take their money. But anytime you have a race, make sure you got all three parties involved. The VP man, because the VP man is your witness to whatever goes on in that race.
Right.
So that way you don't have no kickbacks.
Right. Absolutely.
And tell all the other fellas, make sure you have your VP man standing right there when y'all negotiate.
Absolutely.
It'll keep down a whole lot of mess. I've been doing this for so many years, man. I get tired of these guys arguing about something and they don't. We could have prevented it just by having a VP on it.
And then on top of that, though, I've been by both cars all day today. Because I had my DVD booth, set up, and I had two set of LSAs and some rims out there for sale. So it wasn't like I thought it was hard to find, you know. So, you know, they should have just informed me on that. They'd have got paid at 501. They got the fuck out money. And then the thing about it is, now you do know, watch real, breaking news about the lockup money, about the good sportsmanship. Now, Mo Jeezy is my stepson. Now, you know, we was locked in with Chucky. Yes. Yes. We was locked in with Jim West and Chucky, but they unlocked that money. Because they couldn't get down the track and they were going to do it a different time. Which, Mo Jeezy said, I don't want to win no money like that, Jim West. And Chucky. So Moses said, don't worry about that punk out money. Just give me a race when you come to my race at Boom Race on the 15th. He got to come on the 15th anyway because he locked in with Don Mack.
Okay.
So that's why Moses said, well, don't worry about the punk out money. But now he could have sat there because they both were there. They both agreed on the talk show. It's recorded.
Yeah.
And it's all on Facebook. Eyes on Facebook. It's I'm going to fuck Moses up with the gap at 12 o'clock. It's on Facebook for anybody that's on Facebook with them. You know, but, hey, like you said, man, you got to watch what you do and what you say out there. And then, you know, like I told them, dude, I can't pay you nothing that I don't know nothing about.
Right.
You know? But, Taylor, see if you got anybody else that want to respond to that real quick.
Yeah. Will, you there, Will?
Yeah, I'm here, but you know what? We just made it to Hattiesburg, and we actually got pulled over. And so I heard it, but I didn't hear it. And I said I was going to talk to Boomer when I see him later on tomorrow and ask about how that went. But y'all don't have to explain it again on my behalf. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow.
You going to be there? I got to go to Michael Dillon's race and no problem tomorrow. So I'll probably be there Monday, Tuesday. Y'all going to still be there?
I'm going to be here all weekend.
You going to be there? Okay. But be sure you get with me, okay?
All right, honey. You know, I talked with you earlier. I bought movies for me and everything.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Well, you know, I talk to so many people, I be running like my chicken, like a chicken my head cut off, man.
You came over to my crew and we break you out, so you know who we are.
That's what's up, man.
Give you my money.
Will, what did you guys get pulled over for?
We made a bogus U-turn. But the cop was pretty cool. He let us slide.
That's what's up, man.
He probably knew you were listening to my show. That's why I got you. All
right. That's right. He says, is that Kale? He says, that Kale? I said, you know that, baby. It's Saturday. I'm tuned in.
Oh, man. Good deal.
It's good.
Yeah, boom. You know, whatever's said to me, if I'm the DP guy, whatever's said to me, man, that's what the law is. And if nothing comes changing to me, I'm not changing the rules. I never give up that money like that.
Hey, you know what? I might have a change of plan. I might just come on back to Hattiesburg tomorrow because I think it's in the best interest for them to go ahead on with the car to Donaldsonville to the racetrack and represent with the car, and I'm going to come to Hattiesburg and set up and promote my race and also set up my DVDs there. So I'll most likely be in Hattiesburg tomorrow. I think that's going to be the best interest for me to do tomorrow. So I think that's what I'm doing. So, because I really need these out-of-town guys that's going to be able to just make this ride back down this way if they're coming back this way, you know, to be able to come in a couple of weeks back to my show, you know. And then I'll promote this $3,000 race I'm giving up. So, I mean, that's a nice little change. You know, they got bigger races out there, but right there, I mean, that's a good race, you know, $3,000. But, yeah, you know. Then it's a free entry fee too. So,
hell yeah,
yeah. So, you know, but Tayo, I'm gonna fall off, Tayo, and I appreciate y'all guys for giving y'all time. I pretty much invaded Tayo's show tonight, man. And I wanted to give y'all that race report on what took place in Battlefield, man. And y'all allowed me to tell y'all about my race and everything, and you know, and I was telling Spiff a race tonight at the track. They told me they had a race tomorrow, and I hadn't heard anything about their race tomorrow. Y'all guys put on these races, man. Y'all got to get on these talk shows and tell these sisters and these girls, man, about these races, man. And these talk shows is for y'all, by y'all, man. Y'all have to tell y'all friends about these shows. All drag racing friends, y'all need to inform them about the show so we all can be on this one party line, and we can have a big old party. Somebody get their asshole blown out. And somebody win a lot of goddamn money.
Yeah, you know, Boom, I'll tell you, man, I promote everybody's shows, man. You know what they call tell them, and I put them down because, you know, I want people at these events. That's what's gonna make our numbers grow. The more people you get out there, you know, the more our sport grows.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know. So, like I said, once again, I appreciate everybody. And that's March the 15th. The gates will open at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm quite sure we're going to have a race the day before, which will be Friday. That'll probably be the track race. We'll be getting the track. They will prep the track that Friday night. So if y'all want to come down early, it is a campground. So if you got campers, Or if you want to stay overnight on the ground, you're more than welcome. We have a huge track, so you don't have no problem with that. So we do, and if you got RVs, we do have water and electricity hook up. Now you know you got to pay the track for that. So, but. But I appreciate the time, buddy.
Anytime, Boom. You got anytime you need, man. Come on with whatever you got, man.
All right, anytime. Bye. All
right, see him.
Yeah, KO.
What a freaky
shit
is going on in here.
Hey,
Kale. Yeah.
I forgot that. Fill it in, man. When I talked to you earlier, I meant to tell you about Boomer. That goddamn Boomer came over to my pit and started betting with us. We wiped him clean, buddy. He had to sell his movie for half price, goddamn. We wiped him out. He had a good time. We had a good time.
Oh, God, I'll say that on my man like that now.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm keeping it 100. Well, we had a good time with Boom.
Yeah, Boom's a lot of fun, man. Dan and Lena, man. Him and Scooby, man. They had me laughing all night long, man.
Good people, baby. And then we went over there and bought some movie. We was sharing our love with him. We went over there and bought movies from him, got him back on his feet. We went somewhere else and made up, I think. So we had a good time.
Yeah. Boom's a good guy, man. He's a real good guy.
Yes, he is. Gunny Pick was out there, BT, Pro Stock Joe, everybody was making movies and videos and everything. We had a good time.
Well, that's what's happening.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
I haven't talked to Gunn in a minute, boy. I haven't talked to him in a while. I've still got that background noise, and I don't know where it's coming from. But anyway,
well, it's not me.
Listen, that's all right, man. We only got a few minutes left, but I'm a end this right now. Tyson and Will and Boom and Willie Dog for calling in. Thank you guys so much. Shake, always a pleasure.
Good show.
Always.
Good show.
And Tyson. Tyson.
Tell Tyson Shay got his money.
Good show, Toyo.
What up, Corey?
What's happening?
You all right, Corey?
Yeah, I'm just been sitting back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been with us all night. So I just want to thank everybody for calling in. And get back at everybody next Saturday night. Y'all have a good night. Stay dry, stay warm, stay safe. We'll see you guys.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.